Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Lose Your Memories. This file will make you lose your memories one by one until nothing is left. After this file, you may feel somewhat lost and confused, but that's okay. You're not in any danger because I'm not going to take away your memories exactly. I'm just going to move them around. You know, like someone else cleaning your room, moving all those things into different places. They're still there. You're just not quite aware of where. Now, to do this, of course, I have to put you into a trance. There are all kinds of ways to do this. Now, you know the feeling of being lost in your own room when someone else has cleaned it for you, don't you? You know this feeling of standing around and looking at everything, and it looks so clean and so organized, and yet nothing is where it should be. Some big things you can still remember, like your name and basically who you are. But the other things, like a memory of yesterday, what you had for dinner, or something else is lost. And this feeling, this slight confusion, can be very powerful. See, you don't realize it, but when you're confused seeing your own room different from what it was before, you sort of self-hypnotize. You try to remember where everything was and what all the things were that you're trying to remember. And you have a lot of memories, a lot more than you even remember. See, your memories are a lot more complex than you think, and they contain a lot more detail than you usually try to remember. But simple things like a smell or a sound can bring back memories that you'd even forgotten. So it's all there. All the memories, all the things of your life, they're all there. And when you bring yourself into a state of trance, when you try to remember, you can also try to forget. See, between you and every memory, there's an association, a link, a location in the room of your mind. So close your eyes for a moment. Just listen and let yourself focus on your inner room. See, I cannot tell you how it looks. For some people, it's almost like a library. For other people, it's like a messy room. And who knows, maybe it's something else altogether. You'll have to tell me someday. But you can imagine your room. Exactly how it looks, how it's structured, where everything is. And everything in your room is a memory. Everything in your room is something that belongs to you alone. Your memories are yours. Nobody else has them. Nobody else knows them the way you do. Your room is completely unique to you. And the more you imagine it, the more deeply into trance you are going. See, the more you're focused on your room, the less you're focused on the outside. Even my voice is just a thing that happens in the background. While you're looking at your room, I am just a soundtrack from the outside world. looking, you do start to notice something strange. Everywhere you look, one thing appears to fade away. But it always seems to happen in the corner of your eye, so you try to remember your room. You try to take in every detail of your room exactly as it is to try and not forget anything. But you know how it is. The harder you try to remember something, the more difficult it is to remember everything. As you focus on the left, something disappears on the right. As you look at something in front of you, something else is disappearing behind you. And every time you look around, something is missing, but you can't quite put your finger on what it was. And the weird thing is, you sort of feel echoes of what you've forgotten. Maybe it was a memory from long ago, maybe it was just yesterday. The age of the memory itself doesn't really matter. One by one, they're being moved around. And because memories are subtle, you don't really notice them in their new place. You just notice that they weren't there where they were before. Even if you can't quite remember what it was. The beauty of taking away all these memories is that you can't remember having them. Because the memory of having a memory is one link to the other, and that link is also moved. So you don't remember the memory of yesterday that you remember just moments ago. And as your whole room is cleaned up, as memory after memory, event after event is moved around and hidden, like a very strange game of hide and seek, you feel a strange but beautifully deep calm come over you. The more is taken, the less you notice it. The less you remember having it. And while you have no idea where everything is, your subconscious does. Your deepest subconscious still has a link and has access to all those memories, even the ones you don't remember having, or the ones you have remembered having and then lost. Just to be sure and just to be safe, you know deep inside what you do and do not want. So even though you're going to be blissfully confused after this, if anything happens that you don't want, you'll know. You'll know and remember the relevant memory that you've lost. And you'll easily recover. See, this feeling will fade away over time. The feeling of all those memories gone away will fade and you'll return back to how you were. Although a few things may be lost here and there, you'll find them back eventually. Just like cleaning a room. And it's your room that's being cleaned. Your memories that are being put away one by one in different places with the links next to them or maybe somewhere else. A whole mishmash of memories slowly drained away from your mind, giving you a deep peace and calm. A beautiful, relaxed feeling. Because there is nothing that can bother you. Nothing can bother you when you don't remember. So all there is the now. right now. You don't even remember what I said just moments ago. You don't even remember what I said before this. You remember that you're in the now, but everything else has been cleaned away. So you're just a beautiful empty shell, embracing the now fully. You remember your name. You remember roughly who you are, but you have no idea what happened yesterday or an hour ago, or longer ago. Your room has been completely cleaned up. It's still your room. You still recognize it as yours. You still feel that it is yours. But you have this distant feeling of looking at your room after it's being cleaned by someone else, and you don't know where everything is. But that's fine, I guess. You don't have to know where everything is. You can still go about your business. You still have the knowledge, just not how you got the knowledge. No memories. So you feel calm, unworried, completely relaxed. And you know, in a moment when this file ends, if you've scheduled another, you'll just stay nice and deep and listen to me. Otherwise, you can easily awaken, refreshed, confused, and calm. And remember to forget, to remember to forget.